Racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool Radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome, everybody, to Lightspeed. Again, Steve Starrs and Etheric Dave, and Dave's going to be with us a lot more today, which is really good. And, you know, right before the show, we were talking off air, and our producer came on and rudely interrupted us and said, quit talking. It's time to start talking. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah, we're glad he does. He does give us alerts, and so we do appreciate him. And yesterday, I was listening to the playback of the show, and most of you don't know that Dave is he's doing things while he does his show. He has to do that. That's part of his job and all that kind of stuff. And I kept saying, and Dave, you know, and I kept talking to Dave, and Dave, you know, and then I kept talking all the time, and I kept listening to this and thinking that the audience doesn't realize that Dave is occupied right now, and he can't talk back, and it sounds like I'm just covering, I'm not letting Dave talk at all. So, Dave, you are actually here with us today, and you can talk, so please do.
Yeah, rumor has it anyway.
Rumor has it.
No, I was on the phone, but I was listening the entire time, and I was actually a little frustrated that I couldn't jump in there a few times. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, day job has to come first. You know, so, you know, maybe one of these days we'll be able to get back to a later time slot and not have to worry about being in multiple places at the same time.
Yeah.
Hopefully the audio sounds a little bit better today than it did yesterday. I went back to listen to the archive of Bob's show that we did. And Mike was absolutely right, man. I had a nasty hiss on the signal that was coming in there. And there's, you know, multi-pronged problem here. And I think the ghetto-tastic adapter that I made to hook my mini XLR microphone up to the computer is not quite perfect. It's letting a little bit of noise in there. And I'm going to have to see if I can't continue to search out a better one. But I rejiggered the DSP rack, and I think maybe it's a little bit better. I don't think I'm getting as much audio out, but I think they balance that at RBN, so it should sound pretty good. I'm going to listen to the archive of the show after we get done here and make adjustments from there. I decided, oh, I'll stick the automatic voice gain control on TeamSpeak on, and then I went on the remote, and then Steve and I started talking. I was like, you know, there's a lot of noise coming off of there. I knew what it was, and I said, okay, check this out, Steve. I'm going to tap my microphone, and the noise is going to go away. I tapped the microphone, the gain control kicked in, and the noise went away. So I was like, yep, that's what that was. But I'm glad that actually happened, because with that, I might actually be able to refine this a little bit better by tomorrow. Anyway, now that I'm going to be here, I'm planning on being in the field tomorrow, so... you best laid plans. Who knows if that'll actually happen.
Right.
Squashing gremlins and dealing with voice over IP. IP call, the little free service that would give you a phone number, to go to your SIP clients for free, and it's been active for years, is now shutting down as of the end of the month. And I've been using that stuff to get around having Google and Sprint and voicemail and all that stuff. So it kind of sent me scrambling to have to replace that solution. And I didn't want to be doing that on April 29th. So, you know, at least I got a partial workaround, you know, for it last night. I didn't get the gateway working properly, and I was chasing my ass around, you know, trying to figure out what was going on. And then I decided, well, maybe there's a workaround for that. And I actually was successful, and I got a workaround that I could at least put this to bed for a while and work on it when I get time. Oh, whenever the hell that's going to be. I think 2019, maybe.
Yeah. After you stay up late and all that, huh?
Working it was ridiculous. And I was planning on being out of the office all day long. You know, so I'm sitting here trying to record some stuff. You know, I was going to go through the declaration and all the grievances that the colonists had, you know, because in a preface to, you know, talking about the committees of safety and what they did and, you know, the revolution. Ladies and gentlemen, we've already had a revolution. Our government was overthrown a long time ago. It's not about having a revolution. It's about having a restoration. We need our government back.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. And we're going to work on that, of course. And, you know, speaking of tomorrow, we'll have Tim from Robertson Roberts on, you know, the gold brokerage and they're also investment advisors and stuff like that. And we're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, how to get your money free from this cashless, crashless situation that's coming up, man. The cashless crash, which is coming pretty soon. And that's going to be a good interview. And, of course, again, we'll be opening up for some questions and stuff and talking a little bit about alternatives. And that'll be good. So much going on right now. And, you know, I've been watching again. You know, Colorado was in the headlines for the whole GOP thing. And now there's a protest planned at the Colorado GOP headquarters over the election cancellation, and that's coming up. Group urges voters to assemble at the GOP headquarters on Friday. They were actually listing the address to this guy, Steve House, who's the GOP, the GOP chairman. And, you know, they say we will have an armed but peaceful protest at his house. Okay. So, yeah. I mean. He's been on Fox, and I've been, typing in, in various posts and places like that about what was going on. And of course, people are trying to say that since Ted Cruz came to Colorado, he won the hearts of all Coloradoans by kissing babies. And I said, no, I don't think so. I think what happened was, and I talked to one person who was there at the convention, is that people just stood up and said, hi, my name is Bob. I want to be your delegate. Vote for me. You know, and so it's like they didn't really specify who they were for or what they were for. They were just, I've got a nice smile. Vote for me. You know, and so they voted for these people. And then, of course, 34 or 31 out of all the delegates were swept over to Cruz, which is very suspicious because a lot of people thought, wait a minute, there should have been maybe, they could have made it almost look real if they had given two or three to Donald Trump. You know what I mean? But no, they overplayed their hand here. You know, I mean, it was pretty obvious. But that being said, we know what this really is. It's the Republicans once again snatching defeat out of the jaws of certain victory. You know what I mean? They've been doing this for years. Look at John and Sam McCain, whom I did not vote for. And by the way, I don't vote for Democrats in these positions. I voted third party. I think I voted for Chuck Baldwin that year. And then Nitwit Romney, and I did not vote for him. I voted for Gary Johnson. You know, I'm not ashamed of telling people who I voted for. Just because I believe a third-party candidate who has a better plan or somebody who's talking about something that's really addressing the issues, regardless of whether they have a chance of winning.
Hey, I actually like Gary Johnson. He was the governor of New Mexico, and I was pretty happy with what he did when I was there in New Mexico. And, like, this is okay, and he's got a lot of pretty interesting things to say on the libertarian platform, and I would not mind for him to be president. So
yeah.
I didn't have to come home and take a hot shower just to get cleaned up after having voted for him. I felt pretty good about my decision. I knew he wasn't going to win, but hey, I wanted to voice my support, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I liked him too, and you know, the thing is he was the governor, I think, was it two terms or just one? But they had term limits, and so he couldn't stay in, as I recall. Wasn't that the case?
Yep.
Yeah. So they would not let him stay as governor, And he was very successful, even in a Democratic state, at getting things back in order, you know, which is kind of surprising for a guy who likes to climb mountains. He climbed Everest, and he's, you know, I mean, he's into all these, like hang gliding and extreme sports and stuff like that. And I heard he smokes weed, you know, sometimes, you know, but I mean, you know, it was amazing that he did such a good job of fixing a state up against even, party lines. And so he would have been a good one, and he's still out there. I don't know if he's running again as a libertarian or what, but he was willing to be, he was supporting Ron Paul. He was up there on the platform in the initial debate supporting Ron Paul with the Republicans until they threw him out, you know, which is what they do when it's not somebody who is a stalwart, Republican elitist person who is nothing more than selling out the country on their mind.
Fascist pig.
Oh, they're awful. They're absolutely awful. And there's no coincidence, friends, that they can't do anything, because they're definitely trying not to do anything. And this is why Trump has got such a big following. Is Trump perfect? No, he's not. But the thing is, I think he's a guy that does want to fix things, and almost everything he deals with is about the economy, and yet the media focuses on all these issues where he's labeled as a fascist or a racist or this or that, you know, and the Rust Belt people and, you know, places like even Michigan. How would there be people in Michigan that would like Donald Trump? Can you? Yes, because they know what's happening to, you know, the infrastructure, to their society, to their, cities that once had a lot of prosperous people and nice homes now run down into slums because there are no jobs left. And of course, Trump was on Ford Motors case just a week and a half or so ago, because they were now moving a big part of their plant down to Mexico, along with GM and Chrysler, Fiat, American, you know, people like that, who, by the way, took a lot of bailout money that we paid them. Remember that? Wasn't it around 25 yep. billion, something like that?
That's why the joke is GM, Government Motors.
Right. Yeah. Well, we ought to call it Government Mexican Mortars now, because that's where they took everything down there after we paid them out, you know, and all this and that. That's how they repaid us. And now Ford is going to. Ford was not one of those companies that took the, they didn't take the bailouts, but they did have some kind of like little tax deals and this and that and incentives and things. And yeah, there were some offers in the whole deal that short of taking actual tax money, but. Yeah, it's just a crime, because the Rust Belt, as they call it, is recognizing that these jobs are going, boys, and they ain't coming back. Remember that? From the old Bruce Springsteen days, you know. So, your hometown, friends, and that's what it's all about. And, you know, of course, there's a lot of problems with a lot of these candidates, but there's very few of them who really want to fix things. And they, you know, the Stop Trump movement sounds to me a lot like the business as usual group. You know what I mean? That's all they want to do, is keep the business going, which is, pardon the terminology, but it's raping the nation. That's what they want to keep doing. And, I mean, people.
Pretty much.
Yeah, even Bernie Sanders is aware of this to some extent. Of course, they're cheating him as well. And I'm not a Bernie fan, friends, but, he's much better than Hillary. And do you think she's going to make it, or is she going to melt down before then?
I hope she melts down. I mean, good grief. I would have thought that would have happened a long time ago. With her violations of Title 18, she is not eligible to hold any public office anywhere inside the United States. But yet, she is still the Democratic front runner. It kind of makes you wonder about this whole thing. I mean, they've already decided who they're going to stick in there. They're going to install the new dictator, and there's nothing we can do about it. You know, it's just a big circus. So it's going to be interesting to see how it comes out. I expect that the wheels will come off the wagon at some point. I don't know if we'll make it to the election or not. You got armed protests, you know, about the, you know, Colorado canceling their election. So it's only a matter of time before somebody does something stupid, whether or not it's on the protester side or on the jackboot thug side, which is more likely, in my opinion. It's going to kick something off, you know. It's boiling, Steve. I mean, I went back and I looked at the declaration, and that's why I was going to record that last night and go through all the grievances the colonists had. And, you know, all of those things have come back and then some. We are so much worse off today than what the colonists were dealing with King George. and they had a revolution to get away from it. I mean, what the hell is wrong with us?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's, they laid it out too. They systematically explained exactly the reasons why, which is what I think we need today is a declaration of restoration, if you like, or,
I like that.
Yeah. A restoration declaration or a renewal of constitutional values and spell it out and basically explain these things. Because, I mean, here they are, this planned protest at the Colorado GOP headquarters. Hey, that's not too far from where we used to live, both of us in that area. I was over there. I lived in Greenwood Village, but it's going to be at the Colorado Republican headquarters at 5950 South Willow Drive, Greenwood Village. And that's in the kind of the south, pretty nice, plushy area of Denver and Denver area. And, of course, you know, I mean, it's going to be amazing to see what happens there because, again, you know, these I think Colorado is a test state. And I wrote this earlier and a guy argued with me, but many years ago, Colorado was one of the first states to allow women to vote right after Wyoming, of course, because they needed voters. You know, they wanted voters, so they wanted women. Colorado needs women. So, you know, they allowed women to vote, I think it was in 1904 or something like that, 1906, somewhere there. I have to get the exact date right. But, and then, of course, you know, if there's been some ugly things that have come along during the time as well, you know, before federally allowed abortions and stuff like that were going on. Colorado was one of the first places which allowed abortion before. I think this was all before Roe v. Wade and all that, or just during that time, obviously, as things progressed before it was federal. And then, of course, the legalization of recreational marijuana in Colorado and Washington. So
Puff, puff, pass, Steve.
Colorado has been a test state for many things over the years. The reason why is the demographics of Colorado are kind of even to the whole country. I mean, they're spread out a little differently, but, you know, roughly the same number of people in demographic proportion are kind of like in Colorado, so they use it as a test state, Denver specifically, quite a bit for things. And I think what you're seeing here is the GOP's attempt to test their ability to go around the voters has backfired on them incredibly high. And now there's trouble. So they're obviously going to be running into problems as things progress into July. And, man, I'll tell you, this is going to be a hot summer. It's going to be a hot summer. I can just, you can sense it coming already.
And it has nothing to do with the weather.
Mm-hmm. And the weather may even help, for all we know, you know, because it's...
Maybe. I mean, who knows? You know, that man-bear pig's out there causing that global warming and all that stuff.
Yep.
You know, so they can get rich off of carbon tax. You know, that's always a pet peeve. Oh, we're going to have a carbon tax to save the environment. All right, what are you going to do with that money? Oh, we're going to stick it in our pockets and roll around in it naked. Oh, okay, well, that helps the environment.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to do something, that's for sure. You know, I mean, we got all kinds of stuff. I mean, people will be protesting. There's going to be a lot more of this. And, of course, they keep focusing all the attacks on Trump on racist themes. You know what I mean? And there are a lot of blacks, Hispanics, and people like that that support him because they know, hey, look, we're losing our jobs. We're losing our ability to take care of our families. It's not racism at all. It's all about economy. It's all about the economy and what's going on with everything that is falling apart economically right now, friends. And people want the country back. And that's one of the reasons why that he has such a strong support is because the middle class knows they're being squeezed out of existence right now. And that is the real issue. I mean, it's in the Rust Belt, like I said before, people who are Democrats joining Trump campaigns because they've seen those jobs leave and never come back. And they've seen what's happened. We got student loans like you wouldn't believe. Kids in these situations and no jobs when they come out. So, I mean, if we don't get things back under control, and you know, Dave, and we can get into economic news, that when things start to fall apart on the down, we're already talking $20 trillion by the beginning of next year easily. We are not going to have enough money to even pay the interest on the debt, much less touch the principal and start to reduce it at the rate this GDP is, you know, not growing compared to the rate that debt is growing, right?
Yep, and they're just going to do more deficit spending. Oh, well, there's another $500 billion we don't have. We're going to spend anyway. You know, it'd be kind of interesting if they'd let us do that. I mean, I'm going to be able to spend a lot more than what I'm making and not suffer any ramifications from that. That'd be kind of cool. You know, I could go get all sorts of fun toys and waste money. You know, they spent $1.4 million on a mobile app that just picks right or left. It's like a coin flip, you know, for TSA to be able to, you know, see who they're going to molest. And they spent $1.4 million on this app. Somebody was able to reproduce that in less than an hour. So, hey, you know, I'm obviously, you know, need to get back in the mobile app, you know, for the government work, because if I can make $1 million an hour, man, I'd be a happy camper.
Yeah, I would too. You know, as a matter of fact, I know how I can make $1 million an hour. If you have the boardwalk for Monopoly game, please send it to me and I will split with you. Okay.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Yeah. Get yourself a large fries. And if you see Boardwalk, contact Steve Starrs immediately. And, yeah. I mean, there's so many things out there. Of course, you know, your life can take a number of different directions. And yes, it's possible, you know, and I'm believing it can happen. But, you know, the reality is, friends, we're going to have to work our way out of this to make the country prosperous again, because a few people getting ahead just is not going to solve the problem. And we know that now. Well, there's our music. We will be back right after the break. Stay tuned to Lightspeed. We will continue.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hey, got a little short segment here for Lightspeed in this next couple of minutes. And of course, hey, you know, even Phyllis Schlafly, is getting into trouble because apparently they're not even allowing her anymore to speak at her own, Eagle Forum, thing that she'd put together, you know. Yeah, most of you may remember we had Phyllis, doing little segments here on RBN for a while, just kind of talking about her Eagle Forum and some of her conservative points of view. Not quite as what you might call, conservative as a lot of us on this network are, obviously, but, we were running segments for her for a little while, and this was from the Washington Post. David Weigel said that just 1 month after she endorsed Donald Trump for president, conservative activist Phyllis Schlafly says she is facing down an attempt to oust her from Eagle Forum, the grassroots organization she founded 44 years ago. Okay, so they're going to find out about that. I guess it's about right now they're taking the vote, Dave. So we'll see what happens with that kind of thing. But you know, again, people are coming under pressure here. I mean, the Stop Trump movement offers no solutions. It just stop Trump.
Yeah, of course they don't. You know, I'm kind of beyond this whole left, right, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal. I'm not going to paint myself as a conservative, although I had to choose between the two. I'm kind of a paleocon, but I'm going to say that I am rational. I am rational. I'm not conservative, I'm rational. Why don't we use our brains and try to start solving some of these damn problems already? I mean, this is getting old.
Yes, it is. And you know, American ingenuity and the ability that we have in this country to come up with solutions is amazing if left alone. And we can do things that will fix things, and we don't have to destroy the environment. I mean, there's so many things. I keep thinking about those plasma furnaces that I see that Westinghouse has built, and most of them are in foreign countries, friends, but you know, it's basically U.S. Canadian technology, and you know, you just heat this plasma furnace up, and as long as you don't put anything nuclear in there, I think, or even lithium batteries or a few things like that, it'll turn almost anything into the syn gas in poof, just about 10 seconds, less than that, 5 seconds, just a poof, and the next thing you know, it's either silicone slag or it's clean hydrogen sink gas, and it can be used for a lot of things. And man, you know, they can even pay you for your trash. Way this thing works, it is that cost effective, and you can get rid of a lot of bad trash.
That's right. You know, it's ridiculous because with the information age, with all the information sharing technology that we have, if we were actually to sit down and start working on problems together, there wouldn't be much we couldn't solve. I would really rather to put all this to bed and start a new renaissance where we're actually, you know, innovating and building and maybe even exploring space one day, colonizing Mars, that kind of thing. I mean, that's what's ahead of us if we just get over our petty crap and start working together. I mean, the future could be so bright. And just the fact I can see that is what really frustrates me, to see how far from the mark we really are.
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes with just putting things back together and getting people to work together. You know, even the Mideast situation is somewhat, it's problematic, of course, but there's even solutions there. You know, there's this thing called the black salve. I don't know if you've ever heard about this, from Australia. And it apparently is some sort of a black salve, and you can put it on your body where cancerous tumors are, and it will suck the tumors right out of your body. Unfortunately, though, it sucks them right through the skin, and you're left with a big hole there. You know what I mean? But it works, apparently. And I've heard some things about it. I'll look into it a little bit. And now I know one fellow is working on trying to get this in a capsule form so you can ingest it. And then it'll get rid of the tumors internally and not burn up everything. But, I mean, this is supposed to work. And if you know anybody from Australia... Oh yeah. Oh yes, mate. You know, we use it all the time on the crocs and alligators first and then on us. But I don't know whether it actually works or not, but, I've heard this. I mean, things like that are out there. And of course I'm not.
Oh, there's lots of stuff for cancer that, you know, they're not allowed to talk about here. The GCMAF is a huge breakthrough, you know, to rebuild the immune system. Between that and, blocking angiogenesis and a few other things, you can eliminate almost all of the cancers. As it is, more than 25% of the cancers want to go away by themselves by the action of the immune system. That's why they stick that Nogalase in the vaccines, to make sure that we can't fight cancer off, because it's big business after all.
Absolutely. Fastest growing disease, and it's just enormous how it's it's come in over the last 100 years.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. We'll be right back to talk about more solutions on Lightspeed. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Not being able to fall asleep is so frustrating. The tossing, the turning, the adjustment of pillows and blankets. Ugh! Eventually you just decide to get up and start your day really early. It doesn't have to be this way though. Power Sleep is an all-natural non-prescription formula that will help you sleep like a baby. It contains neurotransmitter nutrients that promote the production of serotonin, which is responsible for feelings of well-being. Power Sleep is easy to digest and absorb and is made in a base of active probiotics. Don't miss another night of sleep. Order your Power Sleep at EnergyWave.com or call 800-TURTLE-5. Add Power Vites to your cart while you're browsing. Perfect for Monday mornings. They're a complete multivitamin and mineral formula that will give you the energy you need to get through your day. Nourish your immune system and feel great. Get all the info and place your order at EnergyWave.com. Enter code word SLEEP to get free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, our etheric Dave back with you today, and we're glad to be here, of course. And the weather is very warm where I'm at. One more time, if you're interested in solar power and you want to set it up, it doesn't cost you anything if you work with a company that I work with, and actually it'll save you your first month's bill if you want to do that. And then, of course, you'll save as you go along, and you'll get set in a solid rate that's low. And as the utility company around you keeps raising their rates, and they will, friends, the distance between what you're paying per kilowatt hour now and, even now you'll be saving money, of course, but down the road it'll get better and better and better. And you can set it up on your house if they can get you in their right location. Anyhow, I'll be glad to help you out. It's working very well for me. I highly recommend this situation. It doesn't cost you anything to set up. It's all on a lease situation. If you decide to refinance or sell your house, it's not a problem. The lease can go with it, and people will actually be looking for this as an advantage in the future, because the power situation, because of this power, we talked about this power grid, Dave, and, you know, they're going to keep trying to put the screws to you. Well, we've got to charge you more because our company has to use coal, and coal is one of those greenhouse gases, and we can't change until we charge you even more money. And so in order to save the environment and save your utility company, we need to pay the green tax and help everybody. So please chip in. You know, that's the kind of stuff that's going on here. And it's getting more and more likely that we can eventually get ourselves free from this power grid. And as a matter of fact, friends, we shouldn't be reliant on one power source. I mean, you would think in a high-tech society like this, we would have backups in multitudes. But you know that we're going to have rolling blackouts.
Backups and backups to backups and backups to those backups. You're darn skippy. You know, we're still not, you know, to the point where we've got the wind and the hydroelectric going where we're at. We've got the river right next to us. And, you know, we're watching all that energy, you know, flowing downstream going, you know, we really need to be capturing that stuff. And then we've had a lot of windy days over the past few months. I'm like, wow, all that wind is blowing, all that energy's passing right by overhead. You know, so you can do wind, you can do solar, you can do hydroelectric if you've got some kind of flowing water. Heck, you know, we've got back pressure on the springs. You know, I could actually probably charge batteries off the back pressure off of that. There's all sorts of things we can do, and everybody's going to be in a little bit different situation. You're going to have different assets and different liabilities that you have to overcome. But if you start, you know, putting your mind to it, you can come around with a whole bunch of solutions to that where, you know, this or that can happen, and you're like kind of shrugging it off going, oh, no big deal. I still got, you know, plenty to keep going with. There's no reason for us not to, except for the government doesn't like it. You know, somebody had built a really awesome house out there in California. I forget what city. I think maybe Santa Monica or something like that. Don't quote me on that because I'm not sure. It's been a long time ago. You know, well, not long, not decades or anything, just years. And they built it completely off the grid, completely self-sufficient. And the city goes, nope, you can't do that. You're going to hook up to the grid. You're going to hook up to the sewer. You're going to hook up to the electricity, or we're going to bulldoze your house. I mean, that is the kind of crap we've got to deal with here. I mean, how counterproductive is that? If we're all about sustainability, hey, you know, right there, that's a perfect example of what we should be doing. Oh, but that's being punished. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, they're going to punish everybody that's trying to do something right. And, you know, again, before I forget about it, if you're interested in solar and I can help you out, save you the first month's bill, and of course, sometimes during the summer, the bill is $120, $140, $150, and then you'll save on top of that every month as you're using your power. You'll be paying less for it. Contact me at stevestarsradio@gmail.com. stevestarsradio@gmail.com. I'll tell you all about it. No obligation, free quotes. Nobody's going to bother you. You can look at this for yourself and see if you like it. I'll be glad to help you out. I have had some contacts, and yet, you know, sometimes people aren't in the right area, or the zoning or something like that doesn't work, but I'm glad to help out if I can. Anyhow, you know, you're right, Dave. We got to do things about this, and these are the kinds of issues and the kinds of things that will help us individually as the situation progresses, because we have to be more independent and more community-minded, not collectively or communitarianism-minded, but, you know, our neighbors and our friends and stuff like that. We got to be able to take care of ourselves, right?
Absolutely, because the government's certainly not going to do it for us. They've shown us quite well how ineffective they are. I mean, look at the response to Katrina or Storm Sandy or any of the other real organic disasters that they haven't created themselves. They're just bumbling idiots feeling around in the dark, not coming up with anything more than ways of enriching themselves, and everybody else suffers. We are on our own. You know, if we don't get that through our thick heads here pretty soon, we're really going to be screwed, because it hadn't even really gotten kicked off yet. You think it's bad now? Just wait. The next couple of years are probably going to be real interesting. Pop the popcorn and find a safe vantage point, because here she blows.
Absolutely. Yep, that's absolutely right. And, you know, we've talked about the cashless society that they're trying to bring in. Another big part of that, of course, is the Transatlantic and Trans-Pacific Partnerships, or TPP. Article here today from our website at republicbroadcasting.org. republicbroadcasting.org. You can go there and you can check out a lot of good things, a lot of good products that we have up there. This article is by Paul Craig Roberts. Of course, you know him. He was, editor of the Wall Street Journal, worked in the Reagan administration, has come around to our way of thinking quite a bit over the years. But this is a good example of what you might call corporate fascism. Corporate fascism, which is really, in effect, what Mussolini talked about. Mussolini said that the purest form of capitalism is complete corporate-controlled fascism. And a lot of people don't understand that, but I think you will once you read this article. And I'm going to read it through real quick here, Dave. It says, as I have emphasized, that's Paul Craig Roberts talking, as I've emphasized since these, quote, partnerships were first announced, their purpose is to give corporations immunity from the laws of the countries in which they do business. The principal mechanism of this immunity is granting of the right to corporations to sue governments and agencies of governments that have laws or regulations that impose on corporate profits. For example, France's prohibitions of GMO foods are, under the quote, partnerships, restraints on the trade that impinge on corporate profits. Corporate profits. Keep that in mind, friends. These partnerships these set up, quote, tribunals are staffed by corporations that are outside the court system of the sovereign governments. It is in these corporate tribunals that the lawsuits take place. In other words, the corporations are judge, jury, and prosecutor. So they can't lose. The partnerships are set up under secret, unaccountable governments that are higher and have power over the elected governments. Well, for goodness sake, sounds like the Colorado Republican Party, doesn't it? There's
yep.
One, though. You can ask yourself how much money the representatives of the countries who fast-tracked, and I think Mr. Cruz was involved in this, if I'm correct, you can ask yourself how much money the representatives of these countries who fast-tracked this system were paid by the corporations, and how much the bribes will be to get the agreements approved by the legislators. As you witness American, British, German, and other government officials agitate on behalf of corporate rule, you will know that they have been well paid. Peter Lilly, Minister of Trade and Industry in Margaret Thatcher's Conservative government and currently a Conservative member of the British Parliament, took the trouble of looking at the Transatlantic Partnership and is warning against it. As a politician, he cannot speak as forcefully as he might like, but he gives you the picture, and you can go to, if you go to our, website at Republic, you can find the link here to Eric Zeus's report. No government representative who has the slightest bit of integrity and patriotism would have approved these agreements, and no legislative body that is not corporately and completely controlled would hand over its power and function over to these global corporations. Ladies and gentlemen, this is coming fast, and they're fast-tracking it. Donald Trump has taken a strong stand against it. Others are out there, too, some very conservative people, some Republicans, of course, and even some Democrats. A lot of Democrats see what's happening as well. Amazing, they do, but they do. But TPP is something we got to do something about, you know, and that's one of those things that we really have to take care of. So I guess we got some calls coming in, and I've been talking, Dave. Or you got a comment here, or should we get to the calls?
Let's get to the calls while we still have some time, Steve.
All right, let's see. I think we have Renee in North Carolina again. Renee, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Renee, what's happening? We sure can. Go ahead.
High five to Dave. High five, Dave. I'm with you. I was a Republican most of my life. When I realized that lying hypocrites they were, I switched to the Democratic Party for a short time. But once you catch on quick for the next one. So I wasn't there long, and I've been an independent for a very long time. But I find a lot of people who say they're independent, they're not. They're still stuck in the right paradigm. They're like pretenders.
Yeah.
And so this, and you can't, and a lot of them, they're kind of haters. I think they actually like to fight. I don't know if they really want to find a solution. I think they like all this. There's something about them in their personality that they like it. I'm not one of those people. I want a better life for everybody. I'm grateful for Trump, to scraping off so much of the veneer. I hope Bernie has a spine, and he pushes the Democratic Party as hard as Trump is pushing the Republicans, because both parties need to be blasted to smithereens, because they're
absolutely,
you know, and the thing is, both, you know, because a lot of people go, oh, she says something, oh, she must be a liberal. No, I want both parties blasted to hell, okay? And so the thing is, you know, they're so corrupt. Bill Clinton is a super delegate. People, all those delegates are government employees who are selling you down the river and using their position to enrich themselves. The thing is, it's been rigged for a very, very long time. And like I said, I wish y'all would have the guts to do this, okay? There is a sociologist, but he's Jewish, okay? Some people discount him for that. There is a sociologist who studied the angry white man, okay? And he wrote a book about it. His name is Michael Kimmel. Now, what he says is they have every right to be angry. He agrees with them. But you see, the reason we can't get any traction or any success is because they tend to not want to look at the real problem, which is often their own kind sent the jobs overseas, and one of them's hating on Mexicans, and another one's hating on women, and the other one's hating on blacks. Well, this keeps people all splintered where they can't come together. I have recently looked at some of the stuff on the left, and I'm going, wait a minute. These boys aren't what a lot of people are telling me in alternative media. I have noticed, like, Cenk Uygur and some of these others, their major issue over and over and over again in his videos is corruption. They're upset with the same things we are. But the thing is, a lot of these right-wing, they cannot play well with others, okay?
You got that right. Lomper room.
You know, especially on the right, I'm sorry, they cannot play well with others. You have to buy their way 100%, and they're too stuck in that kind of old, I can't think of the name right now, but it's like, they're kind of like these angry old birchers, you know, and they cannot sit down at a table with these people and find common ground, which is we have dishonest people running our government. We can worry about
it. Oh, yeah, well, of course they can't find any common ground. I mean, it's been divide and conquer, and, you know, our way or the highway. Talk about extremist thinking. Well, extremism is bad. Well, what about all the extremism we have in the parties we have here that have been inflicted upon us? I mean, good grief. I mean, how about let's use some common sense, people? We can solve these problems if we get over this petty crap and start working together.
I am so with you, Dave.
Yeah,
I am
with
you.
Well, we got a lot of people out there, of course, you know, and I think you go back to the beginning of our movement, and you look at the writings of people like Eustace Mullins and Anthony Sutton, and they were explaining how the banks were operating behind the scenery all the time, you know, implementing all of these different divide and conquer tactics, involving us in wars, making us believe things, taking over the media, and just basically controlling the people through mindsets. And we're seeing the aftermath, and not just the aftermath, but it's gone to root here, you know, and seed. And it's everywhere. I mean, we have to get down and talk to people and start saying, okay, let's look at and see what we can do to solve some of these problems. As you said, They're there. Let's not skirt around them or try to find fault and blame so much with the people, but with the institutions and the way the system works to keep these people there and how it's being misled, or how we're being misled by it, you know?
We have so many people actually in alternative right-wing radio who are some of the worst divide-and-conquer race-baiting instigators I've ever seen in my life. They, and I know they know about divide-and-conquer. They don't talk about that anymore. And, boy, they sit there and play the game all day long. And the thing is, I think their idea is, I want to kind of like beat up the right a little bit, but I want to kill the left. Okay, so they will 99 out of 100 of their cuts will go to the left, and every now and then they'll go, oh well, kind of weak. The right's guilty too, but the left, bash, bash, bash. The thing is, I'm not an idiot. Okay? And so the thing is, they're still playing the divide and conquer right-left paradigm. Well, they're claiming that they're not. The thing is, I'm telling you, and I challenge people to do this, go listen to some of the people on the left, like on YouTube or whatever, like Cenk Uygur, and because he recently got arrested during a march and everything, and his big issue is getting the money out of politics and corruption. Well, what's wrong with that? I can get on board with that. Isn't that something we can agree on? And that should be, you know, the thing is, people worry sometimes about, instead of worrying about some of the stuff that is the biggest threat to us, like our corrupt legal system, corrupt government, blah, 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 they go and pick on something that is the least possible threat to you. They if they have an issue with women because they don't like the wife they divorced, I mean, it's the feminist, you know, it's like, really, do you worry about them? They're not running the police state, and they're not going to bust your door down. The thing is, and they're not in control of this government. Okay, they're not the people. They're not, you think it's a bunch of feminists that are the shadow government? If you're that, look, really, it's time to shop for assisted living care, because it's not safe for you to live alone.
Maybe not. Hey, I can't put much more to that because I'm out of time to do it anyway, Renee, but thanks for the thoughts and the comments, and those are things to consider, friends. I mean, this is talk radio, so you better be ready to talk and listen, right? Hey, we'll be back and try to get Jerry in Chicago after the break here, so stay with us on Lightspeed.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Well, hey, Dave, final segment here, and we got Jerry in Chicago. Should we try to get him on as soon as possible?
Oh, yeah, let's get right on to Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I hope you're doing good. I chimed in when, or called in when you guys were talking about alternative power. You know, Nikola Tesla invented something called a zero-point generator. And the interesting thing about it was that the actual motor to turn the generator was made with attraction and repel of magnets. All you had to do was put them into a motion of 2,000 RPM and hold them there for about, I think it was 2 to 5 minutes. And once they stay in that motion for a little while, that's it. That is what powered the generator. And as long as you didn't mess with it, it ran. And this is a technology that they put on a back shelf because they want us to use fossil fuels and everything else.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I've looked at it before, and I've tried to get them set up, and of course there's always been controversy as to well that works, but the reality is, the generator may not be perpetual in motion, but just a little bit of energy puts it back up into spin again. You know, it's kind of like a gyroscope, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It stays in its location and continues to run for a long period of time. It will eventually slow down, but you don't have to do much to get it back up to speed and get it running again, as I recall.
Well, Tesla was way ahead of his time, guys. I mean, he came up with so many interesting things, and lots of technology was based on that. And, of course, anything for, you know, cheap and easy energy, oh, we can't have that. We can't have the monopoly on that. So it's definitely worth studying. In fact, maybe we'll do a whole show on Tesla because, you know, there is way too much time to go into all of that stuff, you know, for a little short segment like that. But, yeah, I agree, Jerry, there's something to that.
You know, one other question is, you guys ever follow up on that energy cleaner or that tuning element bracelet?
I did, but I couldn't do much to get one. They were kind of expensive. We've actually looked into it, though. Yeah, I have been watching that a little bit and seeing what we can come up with. And my wife and I have considered those things very seriously. Yeah.
I hope one day you get them and you try them and you let me know next time I call in, maybe how well they work.
Yeah, I'd like to, you know, we may try that if we can. Well, I have looked into both of them, the energy cleaner and the bracelets, to see what could happen because, you know, I can't argue with success. Don't know how they work. But now Dave, he has questions because he's like an engineer and he has to know how everything works there, Jerry. So
yeah, I mean, I'm a scientist. I've got to have a, you know, good understanding of that stuff. And, you know, if you're just saying, oh, this works. Okay. Well, why does it work? How does it work? I want to understand the mechanism behind it because if it does work, understanding that principle and mechanism behind it is probably going to yield a whole lot more understanding than just what the device does by itself.
Okay, that makes sense, but didn't you read the tutorials that they had on their websites?
I hadn't really had time. I barely have enough time to be here. Generally, I'm having to be in three places at once. So sometimes I'm here when I'm not here.
Yeah,
crazy stuff.
That's true. Yeah, we have it recorded, Dave, sometimes. But, yeah, we'll check into it a little bit more. And, you know, always keep an open mind. We'll see what comes of it, right?
Yeah, okay. That's all you
all right,
can
buddy.
Do. Well, hey, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, man. Good to talk to you again. Thanks for tuning us in. And it's giving us a halo. Halo. Or a hey, as Gomer says. Hey, Gomer. Hey, Goober. And what do they say when it's time to go, Dave?
Oh, I don't know. Something like that. Hey, we'll definitely be back tomorrow. We got a good interview scheduled. And, you know, look into Tesla. John Keeley, that's another good one. And, hey, what Floyd Sweet did with a vacuum triode amplifier, that's some neat stuff right there. Nobody talks about that. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. Until then, stay safe and stay free and try to have a blast.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, and body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Tuscan Show is brought to you by property taxes. That's right, property taxes. Because even when you pay off your mortgage, you never own your house because the government, well, they will steal it from you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is April 4th, 2016. What's up, boss? You catch me live on the radio every time I see you.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Now, you know you're live on the radio right now. You got a rant for us?
He bought a new house.
Yes, well, don't be telling people that.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Well, I appreciate that. Obviously, you heard the story about the mold we had at the old house and all that. Well, the wife found mold at the old house, and ever since then, it's been a living nightmare. But long story short, we're moving on, and we got a nice spot on the hill, as he calls it. We'll be able to plant.
Done a lot of work out.
Oh, it's amazing. It's very cool. So tell me, is he really as proud as he should be about how that place was built? I mean, that place is built pretty solid, right? You don't know about the build? Okay. But that the other thing I was worried about is the water coming down the hill there.
He's been there forever. So
you think it'll be fine?
You know what I mean? He's been there forever.
Yeah.
If not, we'll put a
drain field?
Yeah.